Yesterday's chapel speaker, Sam Nauman, at the beginning of the school year was in the middle of a vicar program, practice preacher, if you will, serving at a CLC church in Hales Corners. You can read all about it in the latest issue of the Lutheran Spokesman. He is the first of three SEM students to join the chapel rotation for the rest of the year. He, his two classmates, plus the pre-thesis students and the education students in the college department, are a modern-day example of the text I'm going to read. As you hear it, one verse, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, try to notice four layers of people in the handing down of God's Word. The first two, of course, are the writer and reader. Paul says to Timothy, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." God's word from Apostle Paul to Pastor Timothy to faithful men as future pastors who teach others one day. It's really not all that different, though centuries later, from the seminary professors here 30, 40 years ago, training me and my seminary colleagues who now teach the current SEM students who, God willing, become pastors teaching members in a congregation. And that same pattern applies just as well to professors training future day school teachers to serve in parochial schools, students now enrolled in the ILC education program. ILC, as a combined institution of high school, college, and seminary, is owned and operated by the CLC, the Church of the Lutheran Confession. The CLC is not a very large body at all. If we were to gather all the members into one place, we could be a community a little bigger than Altoona, I suppose, but smaller than Chippewa Falls. Not very large. There are Lutheran synods, as it turns out, smaller than the CLC, who in many cases have suffered from a problem which, by the grace of God, we have not had so far. These little groups typically break off from a larger church body over a doctrinal issue. They organize themselves under a new name and have failed, for whatever reason, to have a way to train future pastors and teachers. They don't have their own form of Emmanuel. And for that reason, they don't last. The CLC is pushing 60 years of age, three generations going on four, and there's no doubt that ILC, all three departments, has a lot to do with it. ILC has been good for the CLC, and that includes you. Think of how you, even if you're not a student of the college or the seminary, benefit nonetheless from Emmanuel Lutheran College and seminary. Think of the pastor who confirmed you, the pastor of your home church right now. Chances are the man went to school here. Over 90% of CLC pastors got their seminary training at this institution, and the same can be said of the majority of day school teachers serving in the parochial schools of our church body. Let's think about another aspect of this. How can you help the cause of the college and seminary departments? And I want to think beyond those who are directly involved as students and teachers, regardless of how old you are and what station in life you have. We all can learn to appreciate more and more what God has given us here. Let's place a very high value on the treasure of God's Word, the rich gospel of Christ, telling you about your salvation through Him that God has placed among us. Thank Him for that. And as you thank Him, continue the prayer along these lines. Ask the Lord to keep on blessing what the professors teach, what the students learn, what the vicar experiences at that church, what the practice teachers are going to do at the day schools to which they are assigned. Also, ask the Lord of the harvest, as Jesus talked about, to bring future laborers to this harvest school. New students, more students in the pre-thee and education programs. And as you ask for that, put some focus on yourself. Ask the Lord to help you sort out, according to His will, whether you should walk the path of potentially becoming a day school teacher or pastor. If that path is not truly for you, it's going to be likely for others, at least a few. And so you keep your eyes out, not only in prayer, but in the course of encouragement. Encourage that friend who seems to be good teacher material. Encourage that male classmate who seems to have the gifts suited for the pastoral ministry. The time will come when what we do at ILC will need the support of your offerings, but that won't mean much unless something much more important happens and continues to be true. It's mentioned briefly in the first words of the text. And the things that you have heard from me, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Our decades-long existence as a church body and a school committed to the truth of Scripture has not been about human commitment or talents or resources. It has entirely been the result of God in His grace causing His truth to make an impact on us, with the Holy Spirit as the all-important teacher of heart and mind. We need that same grace, power, and truth to be working now as much as ever. And so, let us turn again in thanks to that God of ours for His blessing to and through Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, and Seminary. Amen. We'll close our worship today singing hymn 283.